Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, we're taking a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. It was a down with the rain for most of the week, only Wednesday supplying enough dry conditions to allow any kind of harvesting to take place. And with that rain, up went the moistures in any grain that was put into a shed. Mid-20% was the mark, and consequently, up went the drying costs of this year's harvest. It makes for a real downer amongst the moods of farmers, and latest reckoning is that they're still well under half the spring barley put through the combine so far. Bigger prices for cereals as the week went on, however, did lift the spirits just a little. But farmers are eternal optimists, and a brief survey carried out last week showed that it's likely there'll be more acreage put down to wheat, barley, oats and rape next season yet again. And on the subject of surveys, the UK will be less than 50% self-sufficient in staple foods such as meat, grain and fresh vegetables within 15 years, if present trends continue. That's according to the English NFU, who were quoting the findings of industry experts. With 8 million more mouths to feed by 2026, the NFU are calling for big increases in national food production. And the whole supply chain, from farmers to supermarkets and shops, to work together much more closely to achieve more food on plates. Staying south of the border for a moment, and the green light has been given for GM trials to start in Hertfordshire next year. They'll be on wheat, which is resistant to aphids, and they'll be strictly controlled, say the scientists. No doubt there'll be massive controversy surrounding those as the trials approach. Now, as the weeks go on, the price of cattle just seems to keep on climbing. £2 a kilo now seems to be the benchmark to beat on the hoof, and Dingwall Market reported trade up by nearly 10 pence to top out at 219 pence a kilo last Tuesday for bullocks. As far as lambs were concerned, over 6,000 went through the ring at Dingwall on Thursday and saw some good prices yet again. So it was a real mixed week for our farmers in the north, and sorry to say, it looks as though it's going to be a very mixed week weather-wise this coming one yet again. And we'll be following the continuing saga of Harvest 2011 day by day right here on MFR Farming 640 and 1240.